Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you will stay tuned after me for Pastor Snacko following, and I hope you enjoyed listening to Pastor Lutz before me. And I'm sandwiched in between the two of them here at 1:30 to 2 o'clock, and so I hope will be a blessing to you as well. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call today at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Also got a couple other things we'll touch on here a little bit today, but let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Do pray that you would bless the program. Help us to be an encouragement to somebody today. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ. Help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. And we just thank you. Help us to uplift and glorify Christ in all that we do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And you can link to our information there all from livewithpastoral.com. Plus, we'll have more information about that here at the end of the program. But we do have our Bible study tonight at our church facility. We meet at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200. It's a little commercial space there in Richfield near 77 and 271 at the corner of Brecksville Road and Wheatley Road. That's 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200. And our Bible study starts at 7 o'clock tonight and goes till about 9. It's an informal Bible study. You can bring questions, talk about anything and everything, and we'll talk about current events in light of God's Word. We'll talk about questions about the Bible itself, different things within the Bible, and sometimes a couple of questions over the course of the night. Sometimes we'll just deal with one topic the whole time, but that starts tonight, 7 o'clock, informal. We'll have refreshments, and I hope to see if you've got some questions and looking for a place that you can come and ask those questions. Then, of course, our services are there every Sunday, and we have services at our morning Bible study at 10 o'clock. Usually gets underway a little bit after that because people come in and get a chance to get in, get some coffee, and get settled in and everything. Then our morning service at 11 o'clock and an evening service at 6. Currently in the morning, I'm preaching through the book of 1 Peter, and then on Sunday evenings, I'm preaching through the book of Proverbs, and so that's all at our location at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield, midway between Akron and Cleveland. All right, I want to mention also coming up 2 weeks from today. Today being the 15th, 2 weeks from today, I will be at the Summit County Fair during the radio program, and Pastor John Lutz, who was just on before us, will be sitting here behind the microphone in the studio. I'll be calling in on the telephone, and we'll be talking during the fair, but the Summit County Fair starts on July the 26th, Tuesday, July the 26th, runs through Sunday, July the 31st, and our church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, has a booth there. We are in the entry area where you come in the main gates, and there's a series of commercial space strip building along either side as you come in. We're usually on your right about midway down as you come in the main gates there. And if you're visiting the Summit County Fair here at the end of the month, stop by, check out our booth for the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and I'll be there most of the week, most of the day, most days, and so hopefully get a chance to meet you. Usually I meet somebody that listens to the radio program about every year while we're out there. So hope you'll stop by our booth at the Summit County Fair and that's July 26th through July 31st. All right, well, I'm going to look at some other stuff here as well. And again, that stuff, you can go to our website at livewithpastoral.com. You'll find some more information there. And then, of course, so we have our Sunday evening program, 11 o'clock till midnight. We usually get more callers on Sunday evening. It's a little more conducive to it. But again, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. But in the meanwhile, I was struck by some happenings that are going on right now. Joe Biden has become the first United States president to visit East Jerusalem. And this is concerning. If you read and study the Bible and believe the Bible and what it says, this is concerning. Joe Biden went there. He had a joint appearance with Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian pseudo-state. I won't say state because it's not a real state. And while he was there, the Jerusalem Post reports that he said, "I support two states based on pre-1967 lines." A lot of people say, "Well, what's wrong with that?" You know, the first president to say that was President George H.W. Bush. I believe he was in Paris, I think, at the time that he said that. But there's a movie called The Perfect Storm, which talks about a storm that had actually gone off into the Atlantic, away from the continental United States. And as it was out in the Atlantic, and President George H.W. Bush made the statement about endorsing the two-state solution for Israel and this Palestinian pseudo-state, this storm went contrary to all expectations by meteorologists, did something that really was virtually unprecedented. It reversed course. It came all the way back to the United States, gaining strength, and it hit directly in Kennebunkport, Maine, destroying President George H.W. Bush's home there in Kennebunkport. Coincidence? Well, his son, later on, when President George W. Bush was in office, he made the decision to pressure the Israelis to give up the Gaza Strip and to turn it over to the Muslim control under Hamas, a despotic regime, to say the least. And as the last Jewish settler was being forcibly evicted out of the Gaza territory, there was a tropical depression in the South Atlantic that meteorologists said, "We don't think it's going to amount to anything, but if it does, we'll call it Katrina." And I think many of you are familiar with what happened with Katrina, devastated the Gulf Coast, Mississippi, in those areas. But so this is dangerous. This is what the Bible has to say in regards to that. In the book of Joel, the little book of Joel, he's considered one of the minor prophets. Not that he's minor in terms of the importance of what he says, but it's just that there's a group of them, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, different ones, Zechariah, Zephaniah, different Malachi. They're shorter than the big prophetic books like Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and things which are considered the major prophets. So Joel here in Joel chapter 3 makes this statement here in verse number 1. This is the words of God that are given to Joel. The Bible says, "For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land." Now, that last statement there, "and parted my land," he's talking about the land that makes up Israel today. He's also talking about the land that makes up the supposed Palestinian pseudo-state. He's also, believe it or not, talking about the land that makes up present-day Jordan. I actually have an article called "Will the Real Palestinians Please Stand Up?" that goes into much of this information. You can find it at our website, livewithpastoral.com. And in that, I go into some of the history there. But the area of Jordan under the Balfour Declaration in the early 20th century was to be set aside along with present-day Israel and the disputed territories of the Palestinian pseudo-state. Was set aside as a Jewish homeland. Remember when World War I ended, the Ottoman Empire, based in Turkey, was part of the Axis powers, and the Ottoman Empire was broken up, and a variety of national homelands were established, the borders. Now, Egypt, we know, goes back many millennia, but they set up borders for modern-day Egypt during that time. Same with Syria and some other states. They also created the artificial state of Iraq, which many people argued should have been three different states because of the nature of the peoples that are there. And they kind of left out the Medes. The Medes of the Bible would be the present-day Kurds, and they did not give them a homeland. But under the Balfour Declaration, they agreed to set aside a Jewish homeland in the Middle East that would correspond to the biblical land of Israel. And that would be essentially modern-day Israel, the disputed territories, and Jordan. Now, you say, well, where did Jordan come from? Well, here's what happened. The idea of a Jewish homeland in the Middle East caused a lot of consternation among the Arab Muslims. And primarily Arab Muslims, and some of the Arab Christians, non-Muslims, also were not happy, but primarily Arab Muslims. And so there was a lot of violence that was taking place and attacks and things. And so the British government, under pressure in the Home Office and having interest, it lay more with the Middle Eastern Arab peoples more so than the Jewish people. They went and bowed to pressure to give up land for peace. You ever heard that statement before? So they gave up land for peace. And what they did was they ceded about three-quarters of the land set aside as a Jewish homeland, and that was land primarily on the eastern side of the Jordan River, and they created an artificial state called Jordan. Now, there are no Jordanian people. There is no historic Jordan as a nationality or anything. That area of Jordan would have been Ammon, and also the Jewish people would have been there, the Manasseh and Ephraim and all. And so these are some of the areas that are there historically, but no historic Jordanian people. That name was given to them, and they created this state in order to bring peace to the region. Well, we know how that worked out. So because there was still a Jewish state left, a Jewish homeland left over, hadn't become a state yet, the Arab Muslims again began agitating and fomenting violence and stuff because they did not like the idea of there being an Israeli state, a Jewish state there. And so once again, over time, proposals were made to give up land for peace, since it worked so well the first time. They began dividing up land and carving out the Jewish homeland into some more or less disjointed portions surrounded by a so-called Palestinian area. Now, keep in mind, the whole area was called Palestine at the time, and that was given to them by the Romans in the second century as an insult. It's the name of the Philistines. Philistine and Palestine is the same word. Check it out. If you got a King James Bible, it is to do a search for Palestine, and you'll find it. You'll find Palestinians in the Bible. This is one of the reasons the King James Bible is superior to the other modern versions. It preserves the Word of God intact, and it also helps you understand better what's happening in the world today than the modern versions, which have been corrupted. So, not getting into all that right now, but you go into your King James Bible, and you will find that Palestine and Philistine, or Philistine, is the same word. Palestinian and Philistine is the same word. And so anybody who lived in that area were called Palestinians. And in fact, the Jerusalem Post was at one time called the Palestinian Post, and it was run by Jews, not Arabs. And you had a variety of other things bearing the name Palestine in recognition because it was Palestine. And just like here in America, we call ourselves Americans regardless of what our national origins may be. In Canada, people call themselves Canadians regardless of what their national origins may be. And we go by those place names. And so in Palestine, the Jews realized that they were losing any potential for the Jewish state that they were promised, the Jewish homeland. And so by the time we got into World War II, and Hitler, of course, with his final solution, trying to destroy the Jews, was working with the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, and they were negotiating, working out a plan to set up concentration camps, I believe in North Africa, the Middle East, in order to snuff out the Jews that were in that part of the world as well. But thankfully, God intervened. The Nazi war machine collapsed. The Allies won the war in Europe and North Africa and the Middle East there, World War II. And so those plans were quashed. But the question of Palestine and what to do there was still there. And, of course, the Arabs were still causing problems, and so they were going to turn this now over to the newly formed United Nations, and they were going to establish these lines that basically left the Jewish homeland as an indefensible series of disjointed parcels, and especially under modern warfare that we have today. If you've ever looked from the Golan Heights, if you've ever seen pictures, the Golan Heights is indispensable for the security of the modern state of Israel because control of the Golan Heights keeps them from allowing enemies to set up fortifications and shell or rocket fire from the Golan Heights, which can reach much of Israel, including Tel Aviv. And so these borders, these are what we call the pre-1967 borders, were just basically indefensible. And had Israel been reduced to those borders, it would have eventually been destroyed by its enemies. Well, the Jewish people, realizing what was going to happen, realized they were soon going to have no state because all their land was going to be given away for peace. So they declared themselves a state in 1948. And immediately, their Arab Muslim neighbors began attacking. And God blessed, and the modern state of Israel survived, and has not only survived, it has thrived. And of course, in 1967, they captured the West Bank. Say, wait a minute, I thought that was part of their territory. Well, it was, but when the Arab nations attacked, Jordan took the West Bank territories and Jerusalem from Israel, as well as some other areas that fell. And so after the 1967 war, the Israelis regained control of all of Jerusalem and the West Bank territories, which, of course, the enemies of Israel call the disputed territories. Well, this area now is the area that Biden, like George H.W. Bush before him and others, want to give over to a Palestinian state separate from Israel. Now, there are Muslim Arabs who are very successful in Israel. They work in industry. They serve in the armed forces. They serve in the government of Israel, and they're very much a part of it. They have freedom despite the fact that people like former President Jimmy Carter, and I believe it's the Presbyterian Church USA, just made a statement accusing Israel of apartheid, which is a false accusation. And these people also strangely seem to want to defend the kleptocracies and tyrannical governments of Hamas in the East Bank and the Palestinian Authority in the Gaza Strip, and the Palestinian Authority and all Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank areas. And this is the area that's disputed that Biden wants to give back. This is what's really bad about this. Joel said that God is going to judge nations for having parted his land. The land that we're talking about is not Joe Biden's land. It's not Mahmoud Abbas's land. You know what? It's really not even the Jewish people's land. It's God's land, and God said that he was going to put the Jewish people on his land. It was going to be his people on his land. That's where he wanted his people to be. Well, here we have an administration today that is wanting to open a consulate in Jerusalem to the Palestinians, separate from the U.S. embassy, which President Trump, following a law that was passed by Congress in the 1990s during the Clinton administration, he's the first president to actually fulfill his duty, and he relocated the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. But now Biden wants to open a consulate there to that to the Palestinians, which is going to essentially lead the Palestinians to believe that the United States is endorsing a two-part solution, a Palestinian state. Now, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said this idea of putting this embassy here is not only a terrible idea, but it's also illegal under U.S. law because we have a consulate in Jerusalem. You can't legally put that there. Also, we have another guy, former deputy communications director under Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Michael Freund, I believe it is, probably maligning his pronunciation there, but he said if this was allowed to take place, it would not only be a slap in the face of Israel, but he said it would serve to encourage greater extremism by stoking misguided Palestinian hopes of obtaining a foothold in the city. And he continued. He said, unless there be any doubt as to how the Palestinians are interpreting the proposed move, considering the following. On the day following Blinken's announcement, that's U.S. Ambassador Blinken, Hussein al-Sheikh, a member of the Fatah Central Committee, told Palestine TV that the U.S. announcement was a clear message that Eastern Jerusalem is part of the, quote, occupied Palestinian territories. Consequently, Fruin said, the Biden administration has succeeded in reigniting the Palestinian illusion that they will regain control over Jerusalem, a fantasy that only serves to feed greater extremism and rejectionism. He continued in his warning, saying, we cannot and must not agree to allow Mr. Biden to lay the groundwork for dividing Jerusalem. No other country in the world would even consider such a step, which would undermine international illegitimacy of our rightful claim to our own capital, and neither should Israel. This is a problem. I fear what we may see in the United States if this indeed is going to be our nation's official position, that we want to part the land. There's much more that I would have gotten into. We just simply don't have time. But again, God said that he was going to plead with them there for my people, my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. This is serious business. We need to pray for our country. But more importantly, you need to have your heart right with God. Know Christ as your Savior. There could be dangerous times coming in our country. You need Christ, and you need him now. Thanks for listening. God bless. Join us next time.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.